Olivia Rodrigo to honor Alanis Morissette at a Toronto gala. Drake breaks chart records held by the Beatles, and ASAP Rocky has been charged with firearm offenses. It's Tuesday, August 16th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Olivia Rodrigo will be in Toronto next month to help induct Alanis Morissette into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. In May, Rodrigo brought Morissette out on the stage during a concert in Los Angeles to perform the latter's 1995 hit, You Oughta Know, together. Last October, the pair had a conversation for Rolling Stone in which Rodrigo sought Morissette's advice. "If I could have done anything differently," Morissette said, "I would have had a few more friends around me, period. Just a little bit more emotional support, someone where you could vent with them and process with them. I would have conjured few real deep, loving, unconditionally caring people around me just to check in with me." Rodrigo later tweeted, "What an absolute honor. I have looked up to Alanis' honesty, vulnerability, and genius for years. Meeting her and experiencing her grace and passion in person was an experience that I'll never forget." Rodrigo and Morissette have plenty in common. Both started as child actors, and both released their debut albums as teenagers. Morissette's fellow Ontario native Alessia Cara and JP Sachs will perform as part of the tribute to her on the September 24th gala at Toronto's Massey Hall. The CSHF announced Morissette's induction in May, describing her in a release as a tour de force who blazed her own trail among the male-dominated alternative rock landscape of the 90s. Also being inducted this year are Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance, David Foster, and Daniel Lavoie. Drake has been named the artist with the most top 5 singles in the US, breaking a record held by the Beatles for 55 years. The Canadian rapper earned his 30th top 5 hit thanks to DJ Khaled's Staying Alive, on which he is featured with Lil Baby. It debuted at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Drake's achievement does come with some caveats, not the least of the fact which remains that the Beatles made it from the upper bracket of the chart by selling physical copies of records, where Drake's numbers mostly come from streaming and download. Chart methodology changes over time thanks to the evolution of how fans consume music, Billboard explained, and in turn, so does the measurement of that activity. Only 19 of Drake's top 5 tracks were released on his own, as he is a featured artist on the others, and of those, only 9 were solo. Further, it took Drake almost 14 years to rack up 30 top 5 singles, while the Beatles did it in 5. On Meek Mill's 28 track Goin' Bad, Drake boasted that he's got more slaps than the Beatles, and in 2019 he inked the achievement on his skin. The rap star has a tattoo on his left forearm that depicts him holding up his hand with the Fab Four, who appear in a formation a la the iconic Abbey Road cover photo. ASAP Rocky was charged on Monday in a connection to a shooting last November in Los Angeles. The 33-year-old rapper, whose real name is Rakeem Myers, is facing 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm with allegations of personally using a firearm. He was arrested in April upon returning from Barbados with Rihanna, who he has a new baby, and has been freed on $550,000 US bail. Discharging a gun in a public place is a serious offense that could have ended with tragic consequences, not only for the person targeted, but for innocent bystanders visiting Hollywood, District Attorney George Gascon said. My office conducted a thorough review of the evidence in the case and determined that the addition of a special firearm allegation was warranted. Police reportedly found multiple firearms at ASAP Rocky's house while serving a search warrant following his arrest. ASAP Rocky is accused of pointing a handgun at former associate Terrell Efron and firing twice. Efron, who sustained only minor injuries, filed a lawsuit last week against the rap star alleging assault and battery, negligence, and emotional distress. He is scheduled to be arraigned in court on Wednesday. If convicted, ASAP Rocky faces up to 9 years behind bars. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.